We Learned, We Planned, We Served by Caleb Jolly. To become more like Christ, our quorum focused on serving others. Last October, when my teacher's quorum was learning about becoming more Christ-like, we served some families in our ward. During the Duty of God lesson that month, we talked about the many examples of service in Christ's life. We also read Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 53, which says that one of a teacher's priesthood responsibilities is to watch over and strengthen the church. Together, we thought of some ways we could do this through service. For example, as a quorum, we mowed our bishop's lawn. We also visited an elderly man in our ward, which was fun because he told us stories about his life and shared some lessons he'd learned. Both of these experiences made me feel great. As a quorum, we also completed the Serve Others section in the Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet. I felt like an instrument in Heavenly Father's hands, and I felt like I was coming closer to Heavenly Father as we served. Service is part of becoming Christ-like because Jesus Christ is our perfect example, and He showed us how to serve others. He taught us that when we are serving others, we are also serving Heavenly Father. I enjoyed all of the lessons during October because they reminded me that I need to become more Christ-like and that I need to look to my Savior as an example. I ended up teaching one of the lessons, and as I was preparing for it, I read a talk by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He said, "Following Christ is not a casual or occasional practice, but a continuous commitment and way of life that applies at all times and in all places." From Followers of Christ, Ensign May 2013, page 97. I like this quote because it teaches us that we should follow Christ and serve always. And now I'm trying to do just that. Caleb Jolly lives in Utah, USA. Note, read more at lds.org/go/serve4ne. End of the article, We Learned, We Planned, We Served, by Caleb Jolly, read by Wes Nelson.